O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to East West, Psalm 103, by Paul Zak. A folksy guitar pattern establishes a relaxed tone. Tight vocal harmonies embrace even more of an Americana sound, particularly in the rapidly sung chorus, which plays on the rhythms already present within the psalm's poetry. As high as the heavens are up above, so is the greatness of his love.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me bless his name. He forgives all our sin. He is slow to anger, full of grace. As high as heavens are up above, so is the greatness of his love. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our sin from us. Far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west. For the Lord knows our frame. Short our days, from dust to dust we fade. But his love will remain. Merciful to those who fear his name. As high as the heavens are up above, so is the greatness of his love. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our sin from us. Far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west. In the steadfast love of the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, the steadfast love of the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, the steadfast love of the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting. The steadfast love of the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting. And as high as the heavens are up above, so is the greatness of his love. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our sin from us. Far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west, far as the east is from the west.
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We all have embarrassing things, things we're not proud of, and things we're downright ashamed of. And one of our greatest fears is being marked by those things. No one wants to be remembered for the worst things that they've done. But God in the gospel alleviates those fears, assuring us that as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And how far is the east from the west? The distance is immeasurable, and that is the point. This promise is reiterated and made perhaps even more dramatic in Jeremiah 31:34, where God declares, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." The writer of Hebrews quotes this verse from Jeremiah twice, once in chapter 8 and again in chapter 10, with the assurance that this is now a reality in Jesus. How? Because our sin has been dealt with once and for all in him. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 explains that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. See, sin is real. It has real effects. It causes real pain. But God in his grace chooses not to deal with us according to our sins, but instead gives us the gift of Jesus, who despite never having sin, took our sin on himself and suffered its consequences on the cross so that we can be seen as righteous. In doing this, Jesus removes our sin from us as far as the east is from the west and makes it possible for our sins to be remembered no more. And this is something that we all long for, especially in a world that continues to get smaller and more connected, where nothing is forgotten, and where the hope of a true fresh start fades more and more. What do we need? We need God to remove our transgressions from us. And this is exactly what has been done for us in the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul declares, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And how is this possible? Because though we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. It's Colossians 2:13 and 14. The record of our debt was dealt with definitively by Jesus. It is what Jesus died to put away. He paid our debt to society, and it can't be brought up again. So those things that you're ashamed of, the things that you said to your spouse or your kids that you can't take back, the ways that you let others down, the ways you let yourself down, your enduring sins, your addictions, lusts, your coldness, your judgmentalism, those sources of shame that you just can't shake, those things no longer define you. Your record has been nailed to the cross so that in Christ you might be a new creation. Your sin has been removed as far as the east is from the west. Do you hear that? Do you believe that? Well, in the moments that follow, pray that the Spirit would apply this reality to your heart. Let's close now with this prayer from Clement of Rome. "We beg you, Master, be our help and strength. Save those among us who are oppressed. Have pity on the lowly and lift up the fallen. Heal the sick, bring back the straying, and feed the hungry. Release those in prison. Lift up those who falter and strengthen the faint-hearted. Let all nations come to know you, the one God, with your Son, Jesus Christ, and us, your people, the sheep of your pasture. Amen.